America. Well, this is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been covering a series of news items this morning. Joe Cortina will join us at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, with some of the things that are dear to his heart and that are on his mind in this day. We continue to cover news items that pertain to this overall situation in the Middle East, and also the upcoming No More Wars for Israel conference being held October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. I'm going to be talking about that conference throughout the broadcast today because we are running out of time, folks. We are in a situation where things have reached a critical mass. Who's going to control this country? Who is going to run its foreign policy? Who is going to have control of its domestic policy and its culture? It's a very, very important question, isn't it? A very, very important series of questions that we need to ask and we need to provide the right answers to. And I think the No More Wars for Israel conference being held October 12th through the 14th out in Orange County, California, goes a long way toward identifying what the basic problem is in both our foreign policy and our domestic policy, and the fact that we need to step out and to speak effectively while we still can. Now, you know, Mark Lynn and Michael Collins Piper and Hesham Talawi and all the guys, Willis Carto, folks involved in the freedom movement for a lot longer than I've been, have been fighting these issues for years and years and years. I see evidence that they're beginning to have a tremendous effect, one that is much larger than the establishment could possibly have imagined. Isn't it interesting to see the way in which there's an unlevel playing field in regard to power and money and influence? And yet all of the available evidence out there, and Chuck Carlson talked about this yesterday on the show, all of the available evidence is out there that we're starting to have an impact. More people are listening to us, in spite of the fact that the other side has had all of the money and all of the power and all of the influence. That's because truth is on our side. And I suggest, from a theological point of view, that when truth is on your side, that God works and God blesses with that and through that, despite the disproportionate difference when it comes to the things of this world related to money and power. Primary evidence of that comes to us today from Pakistan, the Daily Times. Here's the headline from Pakistan with a New York byline. New book challenges U.S. support for Israel. Greg Felton has talked about this. Pastor Dale Crowley talked about it on the show this week. Here we see more evidence that the entire world is taking notice of some things that Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi have been talking about for a long time, and so is Dale Crowley, so is Chuck Carlson. Now we're seeing two Jewish professors from the University of Chicago and Harvard speaking the truth. And this upcoming book that's coming out on the 4th of September is going to absolutely drive the establishment nuts. This is what we read from Pakistan today. An upcoming book challenging whether diplomatic and military support for Israel is in the best interest of the United States is set to spark fresh debate on Washington's role in the Middle East. The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy, written by two of the United States' most influential political science professors, is set to hit the bookshelves next Tuesday and promises to break the taboo on the subject. Written by John Mearsheimer from the University of Chicago and Stephen Walt from Harvard, the book follows an article they published last year that stirred impassioned debate by setting out a similar position. Their thesis is that U.S. endorsement of Israel is not fully explained by strategic or moral reasons, but by the pressure exerted by Jewish lobbyists, Christian fundamentalists, and neoconservatives with Zionist sympathies. What are Mearsheimer and Walt saying? The same thing that Hesham Talawi, Mark Glenn, Michael Collins Piper, Pastor Crowley, and Chuck Carlson have been saying for a long, long time. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Titled, New Book Challenges U.S. Support for Israel. I'm going to ask Father Martinez what he thinks of this particular post because, again, folks, this originates in Pakistan, or I should say this post-Trump Pakistan follows what is being reported in New York and Paris and elsewhere in regard to this new book written by John Mearsheimer from the University of Chicago and Stephen Walt from Harvard that will be out on the 4th of September, and it's entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. These two Jewish professors, one from the University of Chicago and one from Harvard, argue that U.S. endorsement of Israel is not fully explained by strategic or moral reasons, but by the pressure exerted by Jewish lobbyists, Christian fundamentalists, and neoconservatives with Zionist sympathies. The result, according to the book, is an unbalanced U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the threat of war with Iran or Syria, and a fragile security situation for the entire Western world. Quote, Israel is not the strategic asset to the United States that many claim. Israel may have been a strategic asset during the Cold War, but it has become a growing liability now that the Cold War is over, unquote, the author said. Quote, unconditional support for Israel has reinforced anti-Americanism around the world, helped fuel America's terrorism problem, and strained relations with other key allies in Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, unquote, they added. According to the two writers, Mearsheimer and Walt, quote, backing Israel's harsh treatment of the Palestinians has reinforced anti-Americanism around the world and almost certainly helped the terrorists recruit new followers, unquote. Abraham Foxman, here we go, folks. Abraham Foxman, director of the Anti-Defamation League, described the book as, quote, an insidious, biased account of the Arab-Israeli conflict and of the role of supporters of Israel in the U.S., unquote, in an interview with AFP in France. Quote, everything about American policy toward the conflict is presented in exaggerated form, as if America is completely one-sided in support of Israel, and that those policies are simply the product of the Israel lobby, unquote. Foxman is countering Mearsheimer and Walt's book with his own title, quote, The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby and the myth of Jewish Control, unquote, due out on the same day. Mearsheimer and Walt highlight the $3 billion in U.S. economic and military aid that Israel receives every year, more than any other country. They also point to Washington's diplomatic support between 1972 and 2006, where the United States vetoed 42 U.N. Security Council resolutions that were critical of Israel, while watering down many others under threat of veto. Foxman counters that the special relationship works both ways and that the United States has gained much out of its ally. The Chicago Council on Global Affairs canceled a public debate on the issue planned for September and featuring Mearsheimer and Walt when they were unable to schedule a time that Foxman could also manage. In the conclusion of their book, Mearsheimer and Walt say that the United States must change its policy towards Israel. Quote, the United States would be a better ally if its leaders could make support for Israel more conditional and if they could give their Israeli counterparts more candid advice without facing a backlash from the Israel lobby, unquote. With just over a year until the 2008 U.S. presidential election, however, they said the issue was unlikely to even enter the debate. I'll read the last sentence of that article before we go to Father Martinez. With just over a year until the 2008 U.S. presidential election, however, they said the issue was unlikely to even enter the debate. That is a post that comes to us from AFP of France. They posted this in New York. It's now been picked up by the Daily Times in Pakistan. You know the interesting thing here, folks? Again, as I've already said many, many times on this show, Mearsheimer and Walt are to be commended for writing this book and for what they said last year in the London Review of Books. All well and good. I'm finally glad to see some of this information leaking into the corporate-controlled press. However, at the same time, we need to underscore the fact that Michael Collins Piper, Hesham Talawi, Mark Glenn, Pastor Dale Crowley, and Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths were there talking about these issues for years, in some cases decades, before anyone had ever heard of Mearsheimer and Walt. We need to underscore who had the truth first, who was promoting it under the most difficult of circumstances, and now we are glad to see that Mearsheimer and Walt have been pulled along a little bit by the train for truth and are bringing these views to the fore in a fashion that is going to make it very, very difficult for Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League and his fellow travelers to insist that two fellow Jews writing from two of the most liberal universities in America, the University of Chicago and Harvard, are anti-Semites. How is Foxman going to package that, folks? That is going to be something that absolutely no one this side of lunacy will possibly be able to believe. Father Martinez, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice too, Father. And I was reading a little bit of this story from Pakistan, which has its origins in both New York and Paris, talking about this new book by John Mearsheimer, the University of Chicago, and Stephen Walt from Harvard. And, of course, as you know, it's entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. You know, Father Martinez, you've been in the forefront of an awful lot of things in recent years talking about this issue. It looks to me like these liberal professors have finally picked up the cue that something is wrong here and that America needs to change course. What do you make of this?
Oh, boy. You know, this is a really complicated situation, you know. You know the darn well that sometimes that Jews sacrifice their own people to make the point across. You know, I told you before that, you know, religion and politics are just, I consider to be identical twins. What I'm talking about here, you know, I might, you know, give you an idea what I'm talking about, religion. You know darn well now that that's the so-called motu proprio, summorum pontifical, that came out the 7th of July, is a hot potato. And we know, for example, that in the traditional movement like this, this is the same thing in the politics. We have infiltrators, we have neutralizers, and we have to be extremely careful in this situation here. See what I'm talking about?
Well, absolutely, and I think we need to be very careful as we watch these developments, because it's really difficult to say at this point where Mearsheimer and Walt are really coming from. And I think when you see, you know, the University of Chicago and Harvard, for people who know anything about American education, are two of the most establishment universities in the country. Clearly, there's a lot of Jewish influence in both of those places. And it seems to me that when you look at a book of this type and you're examining the fact that a corporate publisher has finally agreed to publish this volume, we need to be very, very careful to evaluate its contents in their totality. I've not yet read the manuscript, of course. I don't have a copy. I will get one sometime after it appears on the 4th of September, and we'll read through it with great care and great concern to see exactly what it is that is being said by these two men. But thus far, it is interesting to me that with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, which clearly has promoted the Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission Zionist line throughout its history, that the Chicago Council on Global Affairs banned Mearsheimer and Wall from speaking there this coming month. And the other thing that is interesting to me is the extent to which Abraham Foxman has jumped on this at the Anti-Defamation League, even to the point of ensuring that he had an alternative book out there to be released on the same date as this one. So the Jewish establishment and the Zionist establishment in the United States does appear to be worried about what this thing is going to say.
You know what, going back to the situation, we to prove to you that in that religion, in that even the traditional movement, we have some infiltrators and some neutralizers. We have, for example, here, I don't know if you're aware of, there's a publication that which I consider to be one of probably the most neutralizers in the whole world, by the name of The Remnant, comes out from, you know, Minnesota.
And he's been that already... That's a Roman Catholic publication, isn't it, Father?
It is. Yeah. So they have been, next November will be exactly 40 years they have been neutralizing our so-called Catholics, traditionalists. So now with it, more appropriate to modern pontificum on July the 7th, which is supposed to come into play on the 14th of September, they have really, you know, they think they have already victory, but this is a lot of hogwash. It's a lot of blame, even as far as I know, I did not hear your... On the 6th of July, you had the two Diamond Brothers there, and your radio talk, remember?
Which
July
one?
The, 6th, the Diamond Brothers, and Monday, July the 16th, you had the two Diamond Brothers.
Oh, yes, I remember that broadcast. We'll be back. I hear the bumper music coming up. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Father John Martinez. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've been covering a series of news items this morning. We're presently with Father John Martinez. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, Joe Cortina, 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern. Joe Cortina will replace Mark Lynn for an hour. Joe is someone that I've had on the show a couple of times. Was going to have him on again within the last two or three weeks, and I had an emergency this particular day that Joe was scheduled. And that emergency had me being off the air that day. We went to rebroadcast. So I told Mark Lynn that we needed to figure out a time to get Joe back on the show, and we're going to do that this morning for an hour. That will be at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern time. One other thing I wanted to mention again, folks, and that is that the No More Wars for Israel conference is coming up in Orange County, California, October 12th through the 14th. Al Jazeera.info has a front page post on this today, and it's telling all of their readers around the world that this conference is going to happen October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. minutes away from John Wayne International Airport and 30 minutes from LAX. Confirmed speakers include Canadian free speech activist Paul Fromm, American Free Press founder and publisher Willis Carto, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Mark Dankoff, Hesham Talawi, Father Christopher Hunter, Jim Condit Jr., Ralph Forbes, John DeNugent, Margaret Huffstickler, Ellen Mariani, Stan Hess, and Dedry Fields. Hotel rooms are $109 a night. Double occupancy allowed. Registration is $150 per person. Couples for $195. Student discounts are available. The registration fee includes Saturday evening banquet and Sunday breakfast. Send checks or money orders to Mark Glenn. Mailing address, Box 27, Kerrywood with a C, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. Or you can contact Mark directly through the website crescentandcross.com. Crescentandcross.com. And can pay for your involvement in that conference via PayPal through their posting that is at crescentandcross.com. And, of course, since Al Jazeera posted this original release sent to them yesterday, we have some additional people that are now confirmed as speakers for that conference. Those include USS Liberty survivor Tito Howard, Professor Ray Goodwin, author and regular contributor to the Barnes Review, Black nationalist leader Dr. Robert Brock, and Chuck Carlson, my guest yesterday, Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths at WHTT.org. He is now signed on as a speaker at this conference. This is a must, folks, for the freedom movement around the world. The No More Wars for Israel conference being held Columbus Day weekend in Southern California. That's October 12th through the 14th. And again, Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and of crescentandcross.com is the contact person to get signed up for that conference. We're back to Father Martinez this morning. Father, you were talking about the fact that the truth movement itself, we need to be very careful to ensure that we are not infiltrated in the same way that the mainstream American conservative movement was infiltrated in the years following the Second World War. Now, of course, Michael Collins Piper does a good job of telling that sad story in his book, The Judas Goats. We're now listening to you, Father, saying that essentially we need to make sure that the same thing does not happen in the so-called freedom movement. Now, you mentioned first, Father, the Roman Catholic publication, The Remnant. I have heard of it. I don't think I've ever actually looked at a copy of it. I have seen articles from it that have been posted and distributed. But what do you know about The Remnant? What is your understanding of that publication? Again, I am a non-Roman Catholic. I'm not a specialist in the Roman Catholic traditionalist movement. I'm beginning to learn that there are a lot of divergencies within that movement that where you would be obviously far more the expert than I. What is The Remnant, and why do you feel about that publication the way that you do?
Well, I first time heard about The Remnant in 1977 when I was in Oakdale, Wisconsin. And then I began to smell something, some red, you know, was sinking there. So anyway, like I mentioned to you, next month, next November, we 40 years have been on the publication. Actually, they were, you know, the founder Walter Matt was connected with a Wanderer, another neutralizing publication. Well, they are relatives, and the Wanderer is still going on. You have talked about it. So what I'm talking about here, you know, that I smell something. So I'm sure these people, you know, I don't know, your 62,000 people that listen to you, I'm sure that some of them are readers of Remnant, and I'm sure that they, I asked them to, you know, open up their minds. In other words, go for the truth. And I'm willing to, if they want to contact me, no problem. I love, you know, to clear these things out. So what I'm talking about here, like they remember the Old Testament, the Lord said very clearly to the prophet Hosea, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And I will step further and say my people can perish for the lack of wanting to know.
We'll be back with Father John Martinez. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know what you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Mark Dantos and Erica coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez is with us for the next half hour, and then Joe Cortina will be up for an hour with me, replacing Mark Glenn, who needs to get some other things done this morning, and also we need to get Joe Cortina on because I had been planning on a third appearance by Joe in this show a couple of weeks ago when I had to be gone one day because of family emergency. And this is our opportunity to fulfill that commitment to Joe Cortina. He did not ask me to do that. I felt it was my obligation. And also, he's a very fine radio personality and will be a treat for the listeners, I'm sure. Wanted to mention, by the way, that Greg Felton's new book, The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, that is a Dandelion Books publication, of course. That's Carol Adler's company in Tempe, Arizona. Greg writes me from Vancouver this morning to say that there has been some commentary posted on his book at this congress.org site. Some people writing in to Senator John Warner of Virginia. A series of them have been talking about Greg Felton's book. There are several very lengthy reviews of Greg's book that have been reposted with congress.org. And we are reminded that Felton's book integrates a remarkable range of relevant material, including the following: the decline of American Republican government from Vietnam to the present, the rise of American fascism since the Reagan years, the rise of the pro-Israel lobby in America and its growing influence on the presidency from 1948 until now, the subjugation of America's Congress and Senate by the pro-Israel lobby, the anti-democratic philosophy of neoconservative godfather Leo Strauss of the University of Chicago, and its corrosive influence on America via the neoconservative movement. The growth and goals of the Project for a New American Century, or PNAC, and other so-called right-wing think tanks. PNAC's search for a new Pearl Harbor to permit the restructuring of America. The Israeli foreign policy goal of dismembering Iraq to ensure Israeli regional domination. The demonization of Islam. The origins and rise of the religious right in America and its obsession with Israel. The planned attack on Iran that is being pushed by Israel and its proxies in America. And the extremely gloomy prospects for America to, quote-unquote, return to normal. These are just a few things said about Greg Felton's book this morning at congress.org. Once again, that book is The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Greg Felton will join us as usual on Monday morning. Father Martinez, back to our conversation. You indicate, and again, you are the Catholic traditionalist. I am a Lutheran pastor, so my knowledge of the Catholic traditionalist movement is quite minimal. But you point to two publications, The Remnant and The Wanderer, and you say that in some respects these have deviated from what you believe to be the truth. What would be some of the issues that they have covered in the past, Father, where you would take issue with them?
Well, one of the things, before I forget, you know, the last ad you said on the program was Brother Michael Diamond. And I got, somebody told me, a friend of mine called me the other day and told me that they had a program about Benedict XVI motu proprio. And I did not hear it, but he told me so. But I still think that they missed the point. So in other words, going back to the situation here, is that, for example, that thing, you know, we have to be extremely careful because, like I mentioned to you, the Bremen has been almost in business for 40 years. Next November will be 40 years. So anyway, our Lord say you cannot serve two masters. Sometimes I go a step farther. You cannot serve either. So in other words, for example, Remnant people have been hit, you know, not only the Remnant, but a whole bunch of traditionalists. Maybe I'm in the line there, perform like, by your friends, Morris Deese, you know, I don't know whether he's a Jew or if he's not a Jew, he's a perfect Jew for you, he's the Jews. So he runs a Talon Poverty Law Center. So what I'm talking about here, he said to the traditionalists and what have you, and he had the Remnant. Our Remnant, even though, for example, they had a so-called priest, you know, by the name of Reverend Harry Muskowski as a chaplain, and he was a Jew. So remember that, in other words, we have to be a little bit careful because these fellows, for example, they go back to the Remnant. Oh, they're happy about it, you know, moral proprio summum pontificum of July the 7th, Benedict XVI, about the traditional mass. So they get people confused. So the trouble, for example, that's what I get, you know, and let's go back to the people, they're not interested in the truth. It's very, very simple that Benedict XVI is running circles over these people. In other words, what's the name, that Redman and Wander and a whole bunch of neutralizers, the family Catholic News and what have you, Catholic Family News, another by the John Bernard, another neutralizer. They are among the most neutralizers in the traditional movement. So they think that, for example, they're making a big fuss about the traditional message, but they are deceiving the people. I hope those Catholics, thousands that listen to you, I hope they wake up. In other words, for example, they talk about the traditional mass, and they deceive the people. It's not a traditional mass. It's a mass of John the 23rd in 1962. See what I'm talking about, Pastor?
Well, so what you're saying then, Father, is that what you have are just a couple of issues that you identify. One is that you believe that there has crept into those publications a certain sympathy for Judaism and Zionism, that that you perceive this, and the other is that what some of these publications like the Remnant and the Wanderer promote as the traditional Catholic Mass is in fact the Catholic Mass of Pope John the 23rd.
Sure, this is not the original, the one of 1590 and 1570, the one that was codified by Pope Saint Pius V in the years of 1570. So they give the impression that dummy people, you know, the Catholics are not much interested to study their religion. So they are not being deceived by the millions now. So in other words, not the real traditional method Benedict the 16th came out. That's the John the 23rd in 1962. You get me?
Excuse me. Well, yes, and I think that all of this is well taken. I look at what has happened in the Lutheran Church, and I am aware of the fact that when we look at the alternatives to the liberal, universalistic, increasingly apostate ELCA, which is the mainline Lutheran body in America, we could go on and on this morning about all of the things going on within that body, some of which have been reported upon in the mainstream press in recent times. So there's much independent corroboration for what I'm saying today that can be found even in publications like the New York Times and the Washington Post. But when I look at the Lutheran traditionalist movement, it has tended toward some degree of fragmentation. I've often been amazed when I look at the alternatives to the ELCA that there has not been a greater cooperative effort on the part of these different Lutheran traditionalist groups to get their theology and their ecclesiology and their political strategy brought into a greater sense of cohesion as a unified witness against the liberal apostates that have taken over much of mainline American Lutheranism. And yet, to some degree, the Lutheran right remains, in my view, fragmented in a way that should not be, but unfortunately is. It sounds like what you're saying to us as a Roman Catholic priest is that there's some degree of that same manifestation here that's transpired in the Roman Catholic Church, where the so-called traditionalists in the Roman Catholic faith are fragmented among a variety of different groups and publications and constituencies.
By all means.
Yes.
So, well, we have to be extremely careful, you know, who we look for, so that, like the Lord says, the truth will make you free. When? It's a good question. What I'm talking about here, you know, for example, many people are talking about, you know, that Redneck has tens of thousands of subscribers. The family Catholic, the Catholic Family News also has a lot of thousand people. So they are getting, in other words, I don't know these people, you know, these Catholics, I don't know, they should study their religion. It's not easy, you know, to find out the truth. But you can get it nowadays, you know, with so much things coming up in the world. So in other words, for example, this, what I'm talking about here, you know, that Benedict the 16th, actually gives permission repeatedly, you know, repeatedly he talks on the Motu Proprio Summorum Pontificum that came out July the 17th. He came out the 7th, July the 7th of this year. He talks about the gave permission to of the 1962 John the 23rd Mass. So if I'm correct, it was even correct. I think the Diamond Brothers message when they discussed it on the air, that they, you know, they did not see that they actually that mass that they call the traditional is not that the 1570 mass of St. Pius V, 1570, but one on 1962. So definitely, repeatedly, and that Motu Proprio Summorum Pontificum, which I don't have the whole thing, I only have parts. He mentioned very clearly that the one is permitted is the one of John the 23rd, 1962. So in other words, that 1570, which is a real traditional mass, is not permitted. See, you know, you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, I understand. I understand what you're saying. That apparently you've got this 1570 mass, and that was Pope Pius V.
Uh huh. Saint Pius V. Uh huh.
And that what you're saying is that the text of that mass is clearly to be differentiated, of course, from the mass of Pope John the 23rd in 1962. Now, let me follow up with another question on this, because as one who does not come out of the Roman Catholic tradition, I've just been following this a little bit in the secular press. It's a story that's died down now. It's something that probably needs to be researched again. But I remember in recent times in the secular media, when Pope Benedict XVI indicated some desire to return, at least on occasion, to the celebration of what he called the traditional Latin Mass, that the Anti-Defamation League and Mr. Foxman and some of the other Jewish organizations expressed alarm at this, and they specifically pointed to the language in the traditional Mass of the Catholic Church, which talked about the need for the conversion of the Jews and the need to pray, I should say, for the conversion of the Jews. That language, I assume, is in the 1570 Mass. Has that language been formally removed from the 1962 Mass approved by Pope John the 23rd?
Well, as far as I know, John the 23rd watered down those passages that you read and the Good Friday, you know, about the conversion of the Jews and what have you. And in other words, he removed them. As a matter of fact, he was, you know, when he became a so-called pope, then he assisted at the services in the Catholic Church. And then those prayers come for the conversion of those reproaches of the Jews, you know, that they were read in the Catholic Church. He you know, he was just watching there. He was sitting, was listening to the, and when the priest called that, he shut up, cut the thing down. He just told him not to do it. In other words, he didn't want to have those reproaches against the Jewish people read aloud. So in other words, I'm not an expert on the John the 23rd Mass. The only thing I know that he, in the Canada Mass, he added the name of St. Joseph, which he never allowed to do it, because it's a very serious situation. So what I'm talking about here, that definitely he watered down things that go against the Jews on the Good Friday services in the Catholic Church. You get me?
Well, yes, what I'd like to see, as someone who has not had Latin since junior high school, meaning me, what I would like to see is a situation where a reliable English language text of the 1570 Mass that you cite under Pope Pius V, where that would be published online right alongside of the full text of an English language translation of the Latin Mass that Pope Benedict XVI indicates some desire to return to. And for the average reader of colloquial American English, a good Spanish translation as well, for English and Spanish speaking and reading peoples to have reliable translations of these two masses so that they can compare and contrast the two texts to see what's there as well as what isn't there. I think that would be absolutely fascinating to see that produced.
It all means it'll be beautiful.
Yes.
So what I'm talking about here, well, do you hear about Benedict XVI going back into the traditional Mass? He was deceiving the people. He was not talking about the real traditional Mass. So the real traditional Mass is the one of 1570 by St. Pius V that he codified in the year 1570, not that 1962 Mass. See what I'm talking about here?
They make essentially what you're saying then, Father, is that when these press releases were coming out, and I was seeing them at the time, they were being put out by even the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, talking about the call of Pope Benedict XVI to return to the traditional Catholic Mass, and that there was some degree of concern about this, to say the least, in the so-called organized Jewish community. that what you're indicating, Father, is that in fact that was a media misspin coming out of both the Vatican on the one hand and some of the interpreters of the Vatican's actions on the other, that Pope Benedict, in your view, and those who are criticizing Pope Benedict on the other, have both fundamentally missed the point that the traditional Latin Catholic Mass, as you understand it, Father, is the one of 1570 that was approved by Pius V.
It was codified.
It was codified, yes.
What I'm talking about here, that in other words, that is a deceiving situation. In other words, the true traditional Mass is not the 1962 Mass. I'm not talking about here, and I hope the Catholics listen to you, the thousands that listen to you right now. I'm not talking about the validity of the Mass. I'm talking about, you know, that edition. In other words, the 1962 Mass of John the 23rd is a valid Mass. But the trouble, it should not be the one that is supposed to be going back. If they're talking about the original Mass,
we'll be back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Of course, in the first hour of the show, I covered a series of news stories, including Pat Buchanan's essay, the latest one at the American Conservative. We talked a little bit more about this whole business of the Armenian genocide controversy, as that is being reported by the Jewish Daily Forward today. Why are the Anti-Defamation League and the Israeli government scrambling to cover themselves in regard to the whole question of whether or not the Armenian genocide was in fact a genocide? Clearly what happened to the Armenians at the hands of the Turks in 1915 fits the international definition of genocide. So why is Abraham Foxman of the ADL so anxious to make sure that the United States Congress does not formally go on the record as recognizing it as such? That's, of course, something that we looked at yesterday. We took a further look at it today. We also were looking at some interesting items coming to us today from Pakistan and the fact that in Pakistan they are awaiting the arrival of the Mearsheimer Walt book on the Israeli lobby. That's an indication of how far and how widespread this movement is in regard to taking a look at why there's so much consternation on the part of the Jewish establishment in regard to what's in this book that's going to be released by Mearsheimer and Walt on the 4th of September. Of course, we were taking a look as well at items going on in Russia and in Chechnya and in New Zealand as it relates to this ongoing controversy over the murder of Anna Politkovskaya. Who is behind it and why? The New Zealand Herald had a post on this that wound up in Chechnya this morning at the Kavkaz Center. The Kavkaz Center sent it to me. I read it over the air this AM because it gets to the heart of the fundamental question that surrounds the deaths of Litvinenko and Politkovskaya, as well as two or three other individuals in Moscow in the last 3 years. Who was behind it and why? And why is the Western press only giving one side of these claims and only one side of the story? Now, we've had Father Martinez on, of course, in the last hour, talking about certain issues related to, among other things, the Roman Catholic traditionalist movement. I would simply like to say this. I would like to see, as I've already mentioned to Father Martinez this morning, I would like to see a situation where we have a comparison in the English and Spanish languages of what is in the Latin text of these masses, both the 1570 Mass that Father Martinez makes reference to, as well as the whole question of the Mass of 1962 that was approved by Pope John the 23rd. Be very, very interesting to see how this all plays out for those of us who are not in the Roman Catholic tradition to compare those things. I would also like to say that I'd like to have Father Martinez on sometime, maybe even in the middle of the week, in conjunction with some of these other people involved in the so-called Catholic traditionalist movement, to have them debate and discuss some of these differences of opinion within that movement. I think that that'd be an interesting show both for Roman Catholics as well as for those of us who are a part of other religious traditions. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have Joe Cortina on the line, and we'll be back with Joe when we return. Stay tuned.
It's true.